This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. Let me bring on my co-host for today. Always love when she's on. I know you guys do, too. I know you do. And Sonya Schmidt joins me, as she does every week, as my co-host. I get her just before dinner. We can watch her. We can watch her wilt just before she eats. And
yeah.
Oh God. You know, people. We've had some high temperatures here in California, but like, you know, 106 and all this crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I've had people. I've told them, you know, it's that much hair. Oh yeah, but you know, you guys, it's a different kind of heat. It's a, you know, it's a dry heat, and it's not the same as, I go, wait, what do you mean, like being in an oven? It's a dry heat? I don't get it. You know, it ain't better, and we've really experienced some humidity here, though, haven't we?
Yeah, it's nasty. It feels like, I keep saying it feels like Georgia. I mean, because, you know, we're getting the clouds in the sky. It feels like Georgia. There's this clouds in the sky, and it's kind of sticky, and I don't care. When I was in Arizona, people always said, was it Arizona? Yeah, I was in Scottsdale, and people were like, oh, it's a dry heat. It's a hot heat. It's it's miserable. It sucks. I don't like it. I don't, you know, that's what, I'd have gladly given up my black card if I had to stay in Africa. There's no way I could have tolerated that. I'm just not cut out for that. Or sleep.
Why do you let that black lady talk like that? Why don't you stop her from...
How could she sell her people out like that?
Let me give her email address. Leave me alone.
You have a sense of humor, people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right? Oh, no. We don't want to do that. They don't have... Okay. You know what? You heard the comedians, Chris Rock and the other ones. He doesn't want to go to liberal colleges anymore. They don't have a sense of humor.
No, great. Seinfeld won't go. I don't blame them. They're... Yeah. But listen, I wrote, produced, and starred in a two-woman comedy show for conservatives where I played, I don't know if you saw it or not, but I played Al Sharpton, Do you know, there was a woman after the show, and she says, you know what, I sat there for a minute, I wanted to laugh so bad, but I was afraid. She says, it took me a while to realize, here's something for us, that it was okay to laugh. That's how they shut us up.
Oh, yeah, huh? Well, I told you, it works both ways. I told you the old joke that, you know, the church I used to go to, it was, I was very easy to find if you walked into the sanctuary area. But they used to have a show. They used to have a show there. It was called the Gospel Comedy Slam. Okay.
Oh yeah.
And they were all black comedians, black dancers, black whatever. With one act. There was one act that had a white guy in it, token white guy, if I must. It was called the Reverend Al Sharpton and his Oreos. And it was a white guy in the middle. And it was like an old Motown setup kind of thing, right?
Uh-huh.
And the two black guys on each side of him, and they were doing takeoffs on old Motown songs. But when the comedians were doing their thing, I'm sitting there with four white guys from our area.
Uh-huh.
And you talk about sticks in the mud. They were petrified. They were just scared.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. It's like, are we allowed to laugh at them? Well, if
wow.
you don't, I think right. the comedian will be
yeah.
upset. Don't you think
it's
he came
so
here
sad.
For laughs?
But when you think about it, everything that's natural and normal, that's what the left tries to take away from us, whether it be relationships between men and women, innocence, children, laughter, with something that's funny. They're just joy killers. You know, they see joy someplace, they gotta kill it. There was a place near where we live.
Well, misery loves company, right? Go ahead.
Yeah, I so understand that now. There's a place near us where we used to go fishing in the morning, early in the morning. We'd go, there was a stream, they'd stock it with trout. We'd go fishing morning and night, you know. It was hot, and it was a great way to cool off at night. And cook. Well, the left decided that was not okay anymore. It was probably hurting the trout or whatever.
Well, they had to get up to her. They didn't want them.
They didn't. So now they dried out the stream. They stopped stocking it. They dried out the stream. Of course, as usual with the left, they don't have to come up with facts. Just the idea that it may do some harm to something. And who has the money to prove them wrong? So he's proving a negative. Takes too much. They shut that thing down. Now when you go there, you drive through that canyon where the stream was, it's full of graffiti and baby diapers. You cannot tell me that that's better than the mornings that I saw fathers and sons out there, fathers teaching their sons how to fish and spending time with them and just being out in nature.
Well, that's the problem. You would have a father out there with their son showing them what, you know, boys, men like to do. And somebody's going to say, well, girls like it too. I didn't say they didn't.
Right.
But there's that, look, I have four children. I spent time with each one of them individually because they have different likes and dislikes. And
it's
sorry,
true.
Those of you, non-binary, gender-neutral people. Yes, boys and girls have differences. My boys and girls kids had differences.
They just don't like happiness. If there were girls out there, if there was a girls' fishing team out there, they'd still have to shut that down because they were, you know, they were happy. They were
would they only be fishing for female fish, though? I mean, that
exactly.
Would be
or they'd have to infiltrate it with a boy because it's only fair, don't you know?
All right. We're going to go make some money. Be back in a few minutes. People, don't go far. A lot more coming up with Sonia and Joe right up there.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to happen.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And you do that, how? Come on, everybody, one time. You get informed, right? You get informed, you get the real information, and then you make something happen. All right, let me bring her on. Sonia Smith joins me. She does every week. She is my co-host here on Fridays. And, man, we do. We're like horse manure on a ranch. We're all over the place.
You know, hello.
What do you mean, ooh?
Think of more like butterflies in springtime.
I'm not, no. What, are you going to go unicorn next? Because then we're done. Exactly. You go down, but. No, Hey, you know, I mean, when you're a horsey person, that's a good thing. You know,
it is. I love me some horses, too.
You know, I'm amazed how many people are, like, totally petrified of horses, but whatever.
Yeah, I think so. They're powerful. You have to. I think you have to have a kind but alpha personality because they're large.
Maybe that's why I like.
They'll kick horses. A hole in your head.
Yeah, I've had a few incidents with horses. You know.
I mean, yeah. Seriously. Oh, I love them.
Yeah, they. You know what? I'll tell you what. I can see they're majestic. They're powerful. I can see people being afraid of them, truly. But you don't have to be. You don't have to treat them like crap. I've seen some people treat horses pretty bad. I want to get the whip out of the hand and start whipping them. You know.
So I've got a mutual friend, of ours, just moved to New Mexico, and they have wild horses everywhere.
Oh,
she's right in front of her condo.
Well, they have like that in Arizona, I believe, too, don't they?
Yeah, but it's in the rural areas in Arizona.
Ooh, yeah.
Where she lives in New Mexico, she's in a condo. I mean, they're just like walking around the streets. They sleep in her yard. Like,
yeah, what's the problem? I don't understand.
Crazy. I don't. It's crazy. And then I have an opportunity to buy some ranch property in Minnesota, but I'm like, you know what? I hear about what's going on in Minnesota.
Oh yeah, Minnesota. Yep.
Minnesota, and you know they're changing the rules in the schools. And so I don't like what's going on in Minnesota.
No, I'd be careful there too.
I'm not going there.
So listen, I don't know where this place is. I didn't go through this whole story, but I thought this was great. Okay, now if you want an abortion, you might also be able to get your nails done and a facial mud pack of some kind. And some of you are going, ooh, what are you being gross for? I'm not being gross. I'm telling you the truth. They're now starting to open spa-like abortion clinics because they want to destigmatize the abortion. I mean.
And I'm going to give you one. You said you don't know where that is. I'm going to give you one guess.
I know. Oh, it's going to be L.A.
It's California, of course.
Oh, of course it is,
And I think originally they were going to do it in Beverly Hills or something like that, Santa Monica, and then they're just going to lay low for a while and try it somewhere else. But they want to destigmatize it because, you know, you just really need to feel good about yourself after you've murdered your baby. You just we don't want you to have any guilt feelings, and we certainly don't want you to be stressed.
Now, think about that. Think of all the things that they want to normalize, right? I mean, rip apart
families. Not even normalize. Champion.
No male, female, whatever.
That's right.
You know?
Champion, not just normalize. Champion.
You got me on that one. Yes, you do.
Well, that's a scary thought. And you know what that just shows you once again? We always double back in our conversations, but it just shows you once again how much they hate God. Anything that God has set up, they have to undo it, whether it's because they think that they are gods or they just hate God so much that they have to try to dismantle it in any way they can. But I'm just shocked that there's nobody in their camp that says, guys, this is kind of ugly. Maybe we shouldn't do this right now. Let's just stick a pin in it.
There's a couple. You know, we've had some Democrats at state legislature levels run away from the Democrat Party. And say, hey, you know what? You guys are whack. This is not what we're looking for.
Yeah. You know? It's shocking that it's only a couple.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, seriously. But, you know, Louisiana, the state of, lots of Democrats there, the Democrat run, but they are a different breed of Democrat in that state for some reason.
Right.
They have a lot of laws against flat-out abortion and other things that you would think, being run by Democrats, it wouldn't be an issue.
In Louisiana, I'm shocked also that in Louisiana they're that, I don't want to say conservative, but at least normal-minded, because I always think of Louisiana as the big party place. You know, anything goes.
Yep.
So, there's a real battle. If people can't see the spiritual battle that's going on right now, I don't know when you're going to see it because there is.
You've got friends that aren't godly as I do, and you know when you go down that road of talking about good and evil, they try to be philosophical with you and say, "What is good? What is evil? Who decides what good is? Who decides what evil is?" And I don't believe in your God, so why should I play by his rules?
I don't have those kind of friends. And no, I don't. I have family like that, and I won't even. You know what? I have such a distaste in my mouth with. For them right now, and I know we're supposed to be loving. I do pray for them, but I can't talk to them right now. I think that they are contributing factors to where this world is going, and whether they're innocent in their lack of sight, if that veil is over their eyes so thick that they don't know it, or they're just willing, you know, willful ignorance and hateful evil, I don't care. That's where I am today. It's like, I don't care. You're just on the wrong side of good.
You can't be. I was just talking to Dr. Bridget Nelson was on with us last night, and I said, look, these stories about the kids are starting to affect me. I used to be able to talk about them and not matter-of-factly, but just, okay, it's there.
Right.
We have to fight it. We have to push back on it. But I get this sadness and anger at the same time, where I'm like, how evil do these pieces of crap have to be, right? Yeah. Knowing this is going on, and the best we can do is throw billions of dollars to Ukraine with people killing each other over there.
Exactly.
You look at what's going on at the border. You can't protect our kids.
Exactly.
You really?
The stories are just... They're heartbreaking, but we're talking about people who have no heart. They have no soul. They have no compassion. But they gaslight us and tell us that they are the ones with the heart, the compassion, and the soul. So it becomes very crazy. I know what it was like to be, I know what it's like to be raised around gaslighting and how crazy making it makes you. And at some point you get sort of, Pastor
yep.
Jack was talking about it last night. You get a little
right.
beaten down. There's a part in the Bible that talks about.
You gotta go, but hold that thought. You need to finish these things up. All right, be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more going on with Joe and Sonia after this.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA
USA News Update. The Biden administration says the latest jobs report indicates slow and steady growth for the economy. The comments come after July data showed the smallest jobs increase since 2020. The unemployment rate fell slightly to 3.5%. Wall Street closing the week on a sour note comes as the markets reacted to poor corporate earnings releases. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 150 points. Former President Trump's election case now moving to the pretrial phase after he pleaded not guilty to felony charges.
Lawyers will be filing briefs leading up to the next hearing scheduled for August 28th, where a trial date is likely to be scheduled. Justice Department lawyers are pushing for the case to be tried quickly, while Trump's defense argues it could take years to review the government's evidence and gather their own. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Trump on Truth Social Friday called for the U.S. Supreme Court to intervene on his behalf. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, okay. The real Slim Shady, please stand up. Please stand up. Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, just like Sonia is. Sonia Schmidt, my co-host on Fridays. Always appreciate her time. I know you guys do as well. Sonia, we're just talking about, during the break, we should leave the mics hot, apparently, because we talk about some pretty good
situations. We go all over the place.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, we are with the mics are hot, too, so. You know. But, no, really, you and I were talking about, during the break, I was telling you how doing all these stories on these kids and such, you know, at first it's just kind of a mad thing and we should be doing something about it, but when you really look at, not that the Republican, I know how people get, not that the Republicans are God's gift to humanity, but the Democrats are actively working at allowing these kids to be, you know, unwilling parts donors for other humans, to be sex slaves for other humans. When you see what's going on and we get stories from the inside, it's disgusting. It's scary. It's disgusting. How evil is it going to have to get?
And it's not even about pointing fingers at evil. Ooh, you're evil. Ooh, you're satanic. Ooh, you're dark. And what we were talking about is it starts to break your heart. And I get what God was feeling when he's grieved by our behavior or something that we've done or the state of the affairs of what we're doing here on earth. If I'm feeling that grieving in my heart, I can't imagine what he's going through, because that was not his intention for us at all. And when you hear the stories for children or for, and it'll be different things for different people. I remember years ago when I would hear about, what do you call that, cell, gosh, when they take the cells from babies to try to...
Oh, the stem cells.
Stem cells.
Right.
And they would take them from babies. And I did a lot. You know who helped me out with that is Rush Limbaugh. I did a lot of studying on it, and then I listened to Rush about it, and I was actually in Hollywood. I was working with a guy whose wife worked for Ingem. And I argued him down and won. I'm like, whoa, that's kind of interesting.
Well, you made my point about getting informed.
Yes, absolutely. Right? But that topic alone just broke my heart. How do you do that? Especially when you can take adult stem cells. You have to justify it by killing babies. And that's what the left does. And once you start putting all these pieces together and watch how they tell you they're doing things and why they're doing it, and it's only for the good and because we're good people, don't you know?
Yeah.
You start to see that this is all gaslighting. I'm a good person, right? Right? This doesn't make me a bad person.
Oh.
And you know what? I said I was going to come on this next segment and not talk about the left negatively, so...
Yeah, you blew that already. Can we...
I blew that already. It was 30 seconds in.
Oh, God, yeah. But you can't help it. I mean, when you start looking at the stories that are up there, you and I were talking about this earlier. When I'm looking at the stories that you and I were talking about, that you sent here, that I sent to you, you know, we excellent people, we do have an idea of the stuff we want to talk about. When you look at these stories again, they give you all kinds of stuff to deal with. I mean, they are a bucket of A, misinformation, and B, stuff that you sit there and go, okay, wait a minute, I read that wrong, right? I had to read that wrong. That can't be right.
Right, this can't be right. But how do you, okay, so let me throw this question at you. How do you, because the left vehemently believes what they believe, as we do. I believe that... as much as I like to say I read both sides, I don't. I look at tried and true conservative websites, but those who have proved themselves to be right over time. That's why I feel safe going to them.
Right.
And we hear their side all the time because you can't avoid it. They are the media. So you hear. So I do think I'm getting both sides. How do you... tell somebody on the that okay. So the argument that my daughter and I had about Barbie was that she said, "But women are paid less than men." And I go, "No, I think there's statistics that that's not true." And then I said, "For the same job," and I was trying to bring things, but she was really locked into, "No, it's not true. I've read it. I've researched." Now we all know. Now, when you can research stuff, a lot of our information, a lot of information that disputes what they're saying is very difficult to find.
Yes. So as she lined up, you tell her to go to the CDC because there's a lot of information, and you're going to have to spend time going through it. But Michael Knowles has already done this. So and so has, what's his name?
I want to say Larry Elder.
Shapiro.
Oh. Okay?
Larry Elder's done it too, but those two have done it into the detail of saying, look, you have to break the categories out properly. First of all, you know, you have men that take these jobs, they start in these jobs at a young age, they're in them for a long time. Women, and they shouldn't
take a break to have children.
Bingo. So they do, you should break the categories down to unmarried women, okay? Never,
right.
Never married women. And there's a disparity, there's a difference between those two. Between unmarried.
That was
and
very
never
Porky Pig of
I know,
you.
I like that, trying to get that. But they're right. See, we look at the real details. Democrats seem to be a victim of the title of the story, okay?
Right.
We get into the context and we start looking at the numbers and start looking at the reality is, and they found out, and Michael could prove it with the numbers, they don't get paid less.
Right.
Matter of fact, in some cases, they actually get paid more on some
days. More! That's what I'm understanding, and that's what makes sense to me in my core. But it's like, how do you argue that point with somebody who just read an article on CNN that says, you know, or Hillary Clinton who's saying, women make 75 cents to the dollar, and I'm too tired.
Well, it's like when people say to me, you know, our most precious, our teachers, they don't get paid well, and I can't believe how bad we treat them. I go, really?
I wish.
How bad we treat them?
Right.
Okay, I know every district isn't the same. But let's just talk about California as a whole for a minute, right? Once you get out of the first 2 years or 3 years, well, any job has a time where you're learning what you're doing, you're moving through it, right?
That's right.
Teachers, they're almost impossible to fire them after 2 years.
To have a kid in your trunk that you were having an affair with.
That's
every
right.
And
when you look at this stuff and you say, okay, so look, let's really talk about this. Your base salary is $70 a year plus benefits. You get $20,000 on the average, anywhere from $15,000 to $20,000. In medical benefits, but they won't include that in their base pay. If your
right.
base pay is 70, you work, God, you work 180 days a year. All right, let's just say 200 for conversation's sake.
Right.
Right? You get,
round it up.
What, 8 weeks off? 7 weeks off in the summertime. You get a week off at Christmas. 2 weeks, I'm sorry. You get a week off at Thanksgiving. Let's extrapolate this thing out. Let's go ahead and work it. Let's see truly what your pay is.
Yes, I come from a long line of school teachers, and my sister's joke, who was very not work-oriented, she's the liberal, right? She used to always say, over and up, over and up. And you know what that meant? That every year, regardless of how poor a job she did, and I'm sure she loved her job, but if she didn't want to show up, she didn't have to. It meant that every year, no matter how she performed, she would go over and up on the pay scale. She would go over on the title, up on the pay scale. I'm like, I wish I could have a job like that.
It's called step and column. It's California.
Oh, there
mostly
is a
California
term for
based.
It.
Yep. So every year you earn a brownie point every year you're teaching, and then if you take God forbid, but if you take a class to better yourself, and it's an accredited class, then you move up a notch. So you get paid more. So every year you get an average of about 2 to 2.5% raise, whether they want to admit to it or not, plus the Benny's increase. And I always say to them, who else does that? How many of you went on unemployment during COVID-19?
Exactly. Okay? Exactly. Yet they have the students. They'll pull students out of class to go protest in their behalf.
Yeah.
This is it's amazing. And then when I think of women, and I'm like, I don't know that I would actually. Women may have the same job, but if they leave to take care of a family or, men
things
will stay longer hours.
That was the other thing they talked about.
Yeah.
Men working longer hours. And men are better negotiators at salary. That's what people
That's exactly right. Now, if you want to work on that, that's all cool for me, but don't act like we're the victims here.
We've got to go for a break. We'll be back in a minute. You'll hear from Victim Sonia right after this.
Thank you.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mesquite, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. My co-host, Sonia Schmidt, joins us. And she does every Friday, so we can be all over the place, and she brings some sanity to the situation. And yes, you do. You bring some sanity.
I don't know how I do. And yeah, we are. I'm a girl. When you have a woman on the show, she's going to go all over the place. So
you're going to get me killed. You know that?
It's up to you to rein me in. Just rein me in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's my job. Right. Okay. Got it. There you go. Yep. All about me again. Anyway,
that's you. You got the power.
God, but we were talking about women's pay, the differential in women's pay, or what have you, and I said to you, instead of fighting with these people, I go get the information from like the Michael Knowles of the world. To your point, he's laid it out. He tells you where the information is, so you know you can go get it.
That's good.
You know, you've got who is it, Knowles? God, I can't.
You said Ben Shapiro.
Ben Shapiro. Well, yeah, but. He talks so fast and moves so quick. You gotta have to play it 2 or 3 times while you're taking notes.
Yeah, I know. I told somebody the other day, Vivek Ramaswamy is just a dialed down version of Ben Shapiro.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You're right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He scares me though. I got to tell you.
Okay, good. So tell me why. Because I love them. And I'm like, am I just falling for, you know, the Antichrist?
Well, look, it doesn't cut. Yeah, we, I didn't Mr. go there, Indy. People. You send your letters to her. No, I think that, look, it, he is saying all the right stuff. He's speaking all the right stuff. Some
I believe
of the things,
he believes that. Well, he's not just saying it.
Right, but There's no knowledge behind it. I take it down to my school board level. When I first go to the school board, I'm going to do. And then when I got to school board, I sat there and went, I can't do that. Right?
See, okay. So next week,
let's all the way through, right? And and truly, some of the comments that he makes about either how he would approach something or what he would allow, you have to step back and go, whoa. Okay, it's not as easy as you think it is. And how? Tell me how you would do that.
All right. We're going to have to, less next week, or...
play some clips. All right.
Yeah, I would love to, because I think he's a very viable vice president.
I think he's more, frankly, at this point, I think he's more viable than Ron. But
absolutely.
I don't think he's going to knock
Ron right out of his Florida.
Ron's got no personality, which is number one.
That's what Trump says. You got to have a personality.
True. Look at you. You said it about Obama a long time ago. You're like, he's charismatic. That's what they love about him. Look at him, the way he speaks, and he gets everybody all excited. So it works both ways, right?
Absolutely. As long as Obama's on a teleprompter, he's the man. But, and if, as long as that's what you're looking for, if you're looking for, you know, gender and race, and, and he could potentially have both genders, and he, we know he's got both races. So, you know, he checks off all the boxes. But I just, like I said, I always knew what a community organizer was and what the results of that is, so he never fooled me.
Right, but no, you knew. You were saying that from day one.
Day one, yeah. I was trying to tell everybody, but you don't understand, because people were making fun of that role. A community organizer, ha, 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 he's going to be the president. I'm like, you have no idea what the agenda is of these people.
No.
And it
no,
ushered
really
in.
Don't.
Mm-mm.
No. Because you have to admit, we've talked about this before, you have to admit there's been enough right-wing freaktoids that have come forward and put all this deep, dark stuff that never happened, right, that never came true, and so they make the rest of us look like fools. So when we do put stuff out there that we know to be truth, they go, oh, yeah, another one of them right-wing, whatever.
I know, but that's kind of fun. That's kind of a part of the story that when we win, when good wins, and I don't know that it's right-wing, because we got a lot of dumbo Republicans that aren't working in behalf of good also.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
But when good wins, it'll be interesting to see how all this worked. Because, I watched someone today who was on the side of the left, and they started spouting off all these things that right-wingers say that sound ridiculous. The funny thing about the things that right-wingers say that sound ridiculous is they wind up being true, you know? If you can hang with the story long enough, you can see the truth in it. I'm still waiting for people on my left side of the family to apologize to me about some of the things that they said about COVID and vaccines.
Yep.
I sort of had a dog in the fight, but I wasn't dogmatic about it, but I was just raising questions.
Those of us who didn't get, there isn't a person who didn't get that, any vaccine of any kind, that regrets it today. That, oh, man, I should have.
Hey, let me tell you something. I don't get flu shots because I believe that the government is trying to off all black people. So,
but you have a right to believe that.
Yeah.
You have
well,
a right to believe
that. Mine is overblown. Come on, there's Tuskegee. But I also think that the government, one of the reasons I'm on the right, is I think the government don't know how to do stuff. So
don't blow Tuskegee off that quickly, because they did it to the Vietnam vets. They did it, and the government has been.
I was going to say, they didn't just do that
forever.
To black people,
you know?
Right? Asian ores. There's been a whole list of things that the government does that is nefarious. Yep. So why am I gonna? And then I'm.
By the way, have you seen Nefarious yet?
loved. I thought we talked about that.
Yeah.
Best acting. If the guy that plays Nefarious doesn't get an Academy Award, I was done a long time ago.
But your people aren't going to bring that up at all. And when I say your people, I'm talking about entertainment people. You know that.
I'm surprised that wasn't a play first, because it reads like a play. It's just two people, basically, for the most part, sitting in one environment.
What was that? The Death of a Salesman? What was that?
Yes.
What was that? Would have been great to be done like that, wouldn't it?
That's how plays are. Plays are, generally, it's one set, it's two people. You bring people in, you take people out.
That's cool. I forgot about that. Yeah.
That guy carried... He was so scary when I was watching it. And I love acting. Yeah. And I was like, I would not have read with this guy to practice. It's too scary. It's just too scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was very, very good. You know, they came to my church to do the producers and the guy that played...
No, I did not know that.
Blur. Yeah. You got to keep up, man. You got to keep up.
Look, I'm in my little cave here, and I never get out that much anymore. They slide food under the door once in a while. It's all good.
Just ask me. I'm a part of everything.
We were talking about teachers a little while ago, right? And I could go on and on for hours. We got some great teachers. Don't get us wrong, but when you get that deep in with the union, when you get that deep in that there's only one way to do something, and that's through a public school that frankly we have a lot of them that are failing. Be honest about it. You're dead. You're stuck, and you've got to find a way to get your kids out of those schools and into schools where they're going to learn something. Now, we did that story on not one eighth grader at the LeBron James schools passed the state math test.
Oops.
But I remember when this started, and he talked about he was going to fund it, he was going to get it done, yada yada yada. Here's the thing: it's not necessarily the amount of money you get, and I can prove that by school districts all across the country.
It is
the teachers, the curriculum, the involvement of the parents, and that's what makes the difference. And these schools don't do that. They don't go back and check their teachers out. They don't make sure these kids are doing well or doing how they should be doing.
I don't know anything about LeBron other than his involvement with China and marketing.
Right.
So he's not huge on my list for that. But I really get sick and tired of these athletes, or not athletes, but celebrities doing the sort of easy, look-good, philanthropic gesture of starting a school but not knowing anything about education and not keeping up with what's going on, or at least not hiring somebody who's adept or equipped of keeping up with what's going on. So it just looks like one of those virtue signaling opportunities that he did and went wrong, just like the Oprah school. Don't open a school.
But listen, if they really wanted to do what they said, and I believe that some of them, not all of them, but some of them, you got the Shaqs of the world. I believe he really does want to make a difference in some of these communities.
He's smart, right? Though.
He is. But, go to somebody who's done schools. Go to a charter school thing and say,
hire somebody.
Yeah,
that
present
knows
me
what
a budget.
Doing.
I'll fund the school, but here's the results I want. And I want you to come
to
me three times a year and show me where we're at and what we're doing.
And have a meeting every once in a while.
Yeah, that would
don't
be,
just go, this is what I'm doing, and ain't I cool, and where's my check from China?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I am cool, but that's beside the point.
I know you are.
Yeah.
I know.
Thank you. All right. Tell people where to find you, where to find me.
Here. That's the only place I am. I got no place else to be. I'm literally sitting at this desk until next Friday, until I can come on it.
You're making me feel like I'm the last date in the book.
Nah, I kind of are. Okay, goodbye.
Thanks for being with me. Yeah, I appreciate it. Otherwise, I'd be sitting here alone. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. I got a lot to rail on. You know how I love to do that.